Hey, everybody. Welcome to the TMG Podcast. This is your host, David. With me, as always, is my fellow host, Jamie.
Hello. It's me.
And it is the beginning of Season 3, where fall is always in season. I'm just really happy to be back. Because it wasn't our fault we were kicked off.
It wasn't a planned... No. Your computer was in a 3-month-long coma.
Yeah, my computer...
And then...
It went to a soap opera coma, and I had to get it fixed, and now we're good to go.
It's like... The thing I did recently is I was looking up some... I don't know why, but I was looking up the show. I can't remember the name of it, but it had an actor called Red Fox in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he was... And, like, it was a whole big thing. It was meant to be his first big thing in years, whatever. And after, like, 4 episodes, he died. And then, like, the show just went off the air for, like, a couple of weeks. And they pulled it back and they tried to sort it out. And they did one episode after he died. And then they still couldn't figure it out. So they pulled it off again and brought it back on. That's kind of what this podcast is now. It's like,
we had that day. It's just here whenever we can get things to work.
Everything. Just, like, putting everything back. We're trying to put all the pieces back together. Try and get the good structure. Mm-hmm. And now we're stable again.
Yep. We successfully patched the holes in our ship. We put our tree back up from where lightning struck it.
My favorite thing about it all is that we did attempt to record podcasts that weren't able to come out because of issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like the last podcast that came out officially was not the last podcast that we recorded. We just had tech issues. And most of those podcasts consisted of us explaining the tech issues, which then were never able to come out and explain.
Yeah.
So we've attempted to explain the issues that went on with this podcast for a while, and it was a different one. Like, it was a mic problem, then it was a computer problem, then it was connections, and it was weird stuff. Something different each time.
Yeah.
And eventually you just decided, yeah, I've got to get this sorted.
Yep. And what it was my computer wouldn't stop recognizing my headset all of a sudden, or it wouldn't recognize any other microphones. So we tried to fix that, and then my computer broke further, so it had to be taken in. And then, I'm going to turn myself down. Oh, that made a beautiful spike where I touched the mic. I'll delete that. But, I brought it in. Got my computer fixed, and it still wouldn't read the headset. My original problem still existed. But we got that fixed now, too, so we're back.
Yep, and... It's about time, I'd say. Last podcast officially came out around about November. Stuff's happened since then.
I think. By the way, too.
Some of the big thing. One of the big things. Oh, sorry.
So you just reminded me that, by the way, the last podcast that officially came out, I forgot to put it on the site until yesterday because I didn't know it hadn't been on the site.
That's what I thought. Yeah, so, man. The last episode of Season 2 came out yesterday.
On the site.
And it was probably recorded in November.
Yeah. The iTunes people, whoever got us on iTunes, you guys got it 3 months before I remembered. Oh, wait, this was never put on the site. I should fix that.
Then put this on the site. And recently you were taking a look at the site because you've recently cleaned it up a bit, haven't you?
Yeah, I shoveled some things around. And I changed up the layout to make it easier to look at, so it's easier on the eyes, and hopefully the format's a bit easier for people to read. And then we're going to be changing... Our logo has been changed by the time this comes out as well.
Yep. Also, the folks would have heard the new theme tune. Something that I'm not even allowed to hear yet, because I'll have to listen to the podcast when it comes out so you know what the new theme tune is.
I almost wonder if I should, like, send that to you sometimes. It's like, hey, Jamie, by the way, this is what comes out in front of you.
It's just saying completely oblivious, like it's some real dramatic music, and then there's just me like talking. And it just doesn't add up. I used to love when we did the podcast early on, and you used to do it, and you made yourself some real hard work by making the intro for the podcast be snippets from the previous.
It was
podcast.
A lot of extra work.
But, yeah, I mean they were great, but I always thought, how much time does he have on his hands that he could just go for the entire podcast, and be like, oh, this bit sounds good. And this bit.
Not enough anymore.
I think, I think you sent me every single one of them.
Yeah, I've got them all saved on a... I've got all the podcasts saved on a flash drive. Plus, you know, we have them all saved up in online storage, too. So, everything's backed up. We got backups for backups.
Yeah. There's versions of there's individual snippets of the podcast on all different platforms. Like, there's parts of it that's just my audio, parts that's just your audio, parts of podcasts that could never come out.
Yeah.
There's all sorts all over the place.
We've definitely left our stain all over. We're not picking it up.
It's our digital footprint. It's definitely across the internet.
Yep. Our internet footprint is, I think that should be pretty good. Yeah, that'll work pretty fine right there. Alrighty. So, by the way, this is where I'll be talking at for the rest of my volume. Unless I decide to touch my mic again and make it scream.
People are going to be listening to this and be like...
So, Jamie, we've had a lot of news and announcements happen.
The podcast, it feels like I went deaf.
So,
suddenly everything went a bit quiet.
So, Jamie, in the last 3 months, we've had a lot of video game news that we haven't been able to discuss. And a lot of stuff has happened, a lot of stuff is soon to happen.
Oh my god.
Yeah. We never even... The Nintendo Switch comes out in less than a month.
Yep. The whole announcement happened off...
Yep. More importantly, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild comes out in less than a month. And it's all sold out, and I can't get a copy. And I'm so sad.
Oh, damn. You know what you could do, though? Is you get the Nintendo Switch day one launch, you just digital download Legend of Zelda.
I can't get a Nintendo Switch either.
Oh.
Those are also all sold out.
Yeah.
People have done... People have eaten all of them.
You find someone who has the Nintendo Switch, and you hold them at gunpoint.
What makes you think I'm going to leave them behind after I get the Switch? The old life for a Switch switcheroo.
Yeah. I loved the Nintendo Switch announcement video they had recently, where they went through the games, showed off a bit more of it. They had a great start to that, and they really did a good job at, like, just... dragging out the whole Legend of Zelda bit at the end. They're just like, should we announce the release date? What do you think? And the other guy's like, I think we should see what they say in the studio. It cuts to the studio and goes like, maybe we'll show you after this video. Like, the thing is, if they didn't announce that as day one release, then everyone would be like, what's the point of getting it on day one when there's nothing real to offer?
Yeah.
It's like...
No, they needed that really badly.
It's one of the best games.
And I'm glad they brought it in because
it was one of the best games.
Because originally that had been like pushed back, and then it got pushed back front.
Yeah. But it's in a good position, I think. I think it's very unopposed compared to other consoles and even game releases. They've got a good point with it. Where, like, a lot of people will have the time, the money to buy it without having to worry about other consoles and other games and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's definitely... I wish I'd kept the Wii U just so I could play the Legend of Zelda.
Wait, you've got rid of a Wii U
already? Yeah, I sold it already, because I didn't use it anymore. The only games I played were that were Nintendo were on my Game Boy. And on my phone now, because, you know, Fire Emblem is now on my phone. So I have no more life.
Fire Emblem? Mario?
I have no more life anymore.
You can get, like, there's like, a handful of Nintendo games on the phone, which are probably some of the better Nintendo games. Like I play Mario Run, and I play Pokemon Go every day.
I just play Mario Run, and mostly Fire Emblem now. Mario Run doesn't even make it on the list. Just Fire Emblem. All Fire Emblem, all day.
Well, Mario Run has recently done an event where they've got like a Golden Goomba challenge, just to add a bit something new to it, which I like. I like when games have like those little events just to get you playing it for a couple more weeks.
Yeah, they have replayability in them.
They do, yeah. And there's a whole challenge, like, because there's the normal levels, and then there's getting all the special coins, and there's a few little bits to it. you know, entices you just to play it again and again.
Yep.
I mean, yeah. I'm very happy with the way Nintendo's at the moment. Like, I've got... There's games on the Nintendo Switch that I'm genuinely looking forward to. Like, I don't mind buying a new Mario Kart game just to get battle mode and a few new characters. I'll still buy it.
Yep.
And then I'll get...
Sorry. I was going to say, especially since our new Amiibo's coming out, of course you'll buy it. There are 5 new Legend of Zelda Amiibos. My idea of just owning just Zelda Amiibos has now just come back to kick me in the face. I'm looking up there now, and I'm like, I'm still missing like 3 that have already come out. And there's 5 more.
Is it? Are you missing the 8-bit
one? No, I'm missing the one. I'm missing Wolf Link.
Oh, yeah. Damn. They're just putting them out of thin air, and it's just crazy. Like, I've even started, like, slowing down a bit. Like, I just can't keep up. I'm having to, like, focus on core series. Like, what's annoying to me is they haven't even released ones for all the DLC characters to Super Smash.
Yep, not yet.
Like, I think the last 3 DLC characters for Super Smash are not yet available as Mii Amiibos. God damn it, I want a Bayonetta Amiibo.
Well, that also could be because of third-party characters, too, like Bayonetta and Cloud. That could be part of the issue. Like, can you imagine Sona putting Cloud for a Nintendo thing? That's like giving your competition... They might as well just try to check for money to Nintendo. Their competition. Just like, here's your money.
Maybe. I don't know. The guy from Street Fighter is an Amiibo.
But he's not owned by, like, someone who makes hardware.
Okay, I get it.
And you know what? Actually, damn. Square Enix isn't technically owned by someone who makes hardware either, so I just realized my entire point there is just stupid. But the point is, he's a third-party character.
I'm honestly surprised they haven't announced, like, a Super Smash Super Smash All Included for the Nintendo Switch. Like, if they announced a Super Smash with the added features being all the DLC characters, maybe plus 2 extra characters or something special like that, and if they added like a campaign mode of some sort, then that would sell crazy fast.
Or they could just make a new Smash Brothers and watch us all just like throw money at them.
They could do that too. Do you know what I was thinking when I was watching the Nintendo Switch press conference? What? They showed off that game Arms.
Oh yeah,
with the fighting things. I was thinking that's going to be a Super Smash character in the future.
That's like what you see now. You see Smash characters and Amiibos.
I do. I see them and I see the Splatoon. They're both going to be like, they're going to try. They're going to, like, Splatoon is already doing it. Splatoon's already made it into a Mario Kart game.
And they have their own Amiibos.
Splatoon has done a really good job of being a brand new IP for Nintendo that's taken off really
well. Yeah, it's done it extremely well. Like, I'm mind blown by how... I thought it'd be popular, but I didn't think it'd be this popular. Like, this is one of those things where the guy who comes up with it all of a sudden has, like, 10,000 million more dollars, and he's just sitting at home just, like, bathing in it.
Yep. I mean, they're already making a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
which will be on Nintendo Switch.
As you said, they've got Amiibos.
Yeah, the Splatoon is so popular that the Amiibos in Europe were robbed off of the truck at gunpoint.
They were, yes. And what's crazy about the craziest thing about the Amiibos is they released the 3 original Amiibos, and now they've released another series of those Amiibos just reskinned. Like, you can get the 3 original Amiibos, but in different colours.
Mind blown.
That's how popular they are. They're like, I know, right?
Yep.
And I think it's great, especially for a kind of game that Nintendo would not have done before, like a shooter-type game. Nintendo doesn't add up, but they've done it. They've done it in a Nintendo way. They've got that style, and it's worked perfectly for them.
It kind of makes you want to see, like, Mario or Link as, like, a special skin for Splatoon 2.
Yeah, or like, do what Mario Kart did and have Amiibo costumes. Getting a costume.
That is a power that Nintendo has out of the zoos, because they have all these original IPs that they themselves own. They, they can mismatch them like that. I mean, that's why Smash Brothers is possible. It's a really unique advantage they have.
I mean, it works.
Especially in an age of where everything's multi-platform and third-party.
Yeah. And Nintendo's got this great thing where they can sit down, they can look at a game like Mario Kart or something, and be like, okay, this is a great base game, how do we improve it? And somebody just says, what if we put Link in there? And that's it. They put Link in there, they put in a Legend of Zelda map, and all of a sudden, people are paying for DLC for a Mario Kart game.
Yep, I did. Crazy. I bought the Link course and the Link skin. No, no shame.
You got the Link course. Yep. What was the other set? It was Animal Crossing.
Too, yeah.
Was
it? Animal Crossing. Oh, and there was a Captain Falcon. There's a Captain Falcon course as well. Don't forget that one.
It's an F-Zero map and an Excitebike map as well.
Yep. Yeah, there are some pretty crazy maps on there.
Yep. And now we're getting Mario Kart 8 Deluxe with King Boo, Dry Bones, and
I loved playing as Boo. I think you could do that in one of the older games. I always liked playing as Boo. He was fun.
Yeah. See, that's the problem with Mario characters, is because now Nintendo's starting to include non-Mario characters, some of the less known Mario characters are getting shafted a bit for, like, other Nintendo guest stars.
Yeah. Because they're more
like
popular.
Birdo. You don't see Birdo anymore.
That's okay. I never cared for Birdo. You know, actually, it's kind of impressive that Birdo was ever as popular as they were, considering they're a one-off character in an old Mario game.
I am now going to have to look up what Birdo first appeared in.
It was the second Mario game. I think it was Super Mario Bros. The one where you could play as Toad and Peach in all four of them, you could pick up vegetables. It was way different from any other Mario game. I remember that.
Yep, let's see. God, that's weird.
But considering it start, like, from there, all of a sudden it became, like, a big character. Especially in, like, Mario Party and Mario Kart, which is strange. And for some reason, people always pair Birdo with Yoshi in fanfiction, even though Birdo's a guy. And people always call it a girl.
I was actually looking up Birdo on Wikipedia, and one of the things was, Birdo's ambiguous gender has been criticized.
Which is funny. That's funny, considering how much everyone wants things to be, like, politically correct. Like, oh no, it's okay if someone's ambiguous. Guess what? Birdo's the most ambiguous thing, and that was back in the 80s. Or the 90s, or whatever.
Do you know what? Speaking of all that, and that whole gender thing, I recently read something about a person. I can't say woman, I can't say man, because, you know, person. But they said they will actively yell at people who refer to their animals as a male or a female.
Why?
Because the animals have no ability to speak, so therefore the animals can't reveal what they identify as, and by referring to them as male or female, it destroys their self-confidence.
Hey, guess what? Animals can't speak, but they also don't understand English either, so shut the fuck up.
So going up to a dog, stroking it, and saying "good boy" is bad because that dog could be "I'm a girl."
The wagging tail tells me the dog doesn't give a shit. It's like, just pet me more, please. Don't stop. Wait, no, where are you going? Can I have a treat? You want to play? You want to play? That's what a dog's thinking about. It doesn't have things like humans do. Humans are unique with their problems because we have time to sit down and think. If we didn't have time to sit down and think because we didn't have machines and things, we wouldn't give a crap what there was dangling down there, or lack of dangling.
The human race has got to a point now where we're so evolved, we're creating new problems for ourselves by just changing...
Yeah, that...
By changing the way normal things...
Challenging the perspective of normal things. Like, if you want to identify as a guy or girl, you know what, fine, go ahead. That's your life, go ahead and choose. But to then make it such a stick in the mud about it, it's like inventing problems for the sake of having a problem. Just tell me once so I'm corrected the first time, okay, done. Sorry, won't do it again. If I do, it's by accident.
I mean, one of the biggest things, one thing that's actually happened that I don't think we ever mentioned was that Achievement Hunters Michael and Lindsay are having a child.
Yeah, they mentioned that extra live stream.
Yep.
And Michael kept on talking while drunk about how his baby was going to die from a miscarriage.
He still does that. They did a there was an Achievement Hunter panel at RTX Sydney. Lindsay got up to go check on something. Michael turned around and goes, "Has it died?"
That's so bad. That's so awful. That's really dark to say.
It's like he says that and everyone else is just like, Jesus. But like, he's allowed to say in a way. Like, you can't get mad at him for saying
it. No, you really can't. I mean, it's his wife and the two of them are cool about joking like that, and I guess that's okay. But at the same time, like, I hurt inside.
I know, right? But like, they recently did I think you have to refer to it as a sex reveal, because apparently you can't.
What's wrong with the word gender? It means the same thing. Kind of. No, you don't say you want to go out gender in the bank when you're talking to your other.
From what I believe, you have to say sex, because sex is specifically talking about the genitals, while gender is the male or female personality that they can identify as, and as a child, you can't decide that for them. But that's a whole big thing.
You know,
it's like Michael referred to it as Michael referred to his child as a baby girl, and people were just like, you can't say that. You can't do this. You can't do that.
Did Michael then then lift these people up and break them upon his knee?
No, I think Lindsay just basically said, okay, I accept that kind of stuff, but we're excited about our child. We're going to say those kind of things, and that's it. You can't get mad at us for being excited about a child, for using the wrong words that you don't... Like, people have their opinions. People are comfortable with this, comfortable with that. But you can't expect the whole world to change just because of the
opinion you have. Also, when you're born, you really don't have... No, you can't make up your mind for yourself. So it's okay for your parents to call you by what you name and by your genitals. If when you grow up later and then decide, oh, hey, I don't actually feel like a guy, I feel like a girl, then you can have a talk with them and explain it. And I'm sure if your parents should go, oh, okay. But, you know, just so you know, we call you a boy when you're little because, one, you were too young to make up your mind, and two, you had a dingling, so we figured, okay, well, just err on the side of caution. We're still going to call you a boy because, statistically speaking, there are still more people who do not feel like they're trapped in a different... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, erring on the side of simply, okay then. I mean, what, do you want... You have to call them by something. There needs to be a pronoun there, or else it feels kind of strange. It's an unusual thing. And making up a third pronoun doesn't necessarily work either, because you know what? You either have a dingling or you have a hole. There is no third gender in the human race.
And also, if you went up to an old person and said, if you can't refer to a person as male or female, what would you refer to them as? It is the thing that would come to most people's mind.
And that's also, it's also very dehumanizing as well.
Yeah. You don't say, look, there's him, there's her, and there's it.
No.
Like, you wouldn't say that. So what...
I prefer it.
And you don't... Like, all this, like, gender neutral and gender specific
stuff. Pick A or B. There is no C. Otherwise, see yourself out.
Yeah.
But either way, I did not mean to get political about this. Or sociological, or however you refer to it.
I brought it up for reasons, but like, the thing I'm going to say is, from birth to like maybe the age of two, no child is going to have a comprehension of gender or identification or stuff like that. Most children, like a child would look at a duck and want to be a duck, you know. Like, once you get to a certain point and certain parts of your brain start functioning better and you get an understanding of how the world works, then, you know, you kind of understand what you are, and that's fine. But like, every child, like if you give birth to a child and it's a boy, then yeah, you're gonna say, this is my son. You're gonna get like, it's a boy balloon, and you're probably gonna dress it in blue-ish colors.
Green. Green is the best color for babies. I will fight you on that.
Yeah. Green is because it just doesn't show anything up. A child could vomit down green.
Exactly. Exactly. Green is best color. I will hold this. And you know what? If you want your boy to wear pink, your girl to wear blue, that's fine too. But I'm still going to say you should put them in green.
Yeah. That's fine. Like, I get that people, you know, I get that people change. I get that people not change. I get that people discover themselves. I get that people have realizations.
Yeah. And things happen. And stuff. But
that's fine.
That's still normal.
Because yeah. it's your human mind working, which is a perfectly normal thing.
If you haven't made up your mind yet, then
just understand.
Or if you're too young to make up your mind, then you're typically going to lean upon the wisdom of people you know. People.
Yeah. I mean, as normal as it is for that person, like, it's still kind of a new concept to most mm-hmm. of the world. Like, there are people here who, you could go up to a person and say, have you ever met a person who looks like a female but doesn't feel like they're a female? And some of them will just say,
I haven't.
Because they haven't.
If I have, no one's ever mentioned it to me. Yeah.
Haven't.
Yeah, realized. Everyone's like, oh, fuck, Dave, we don't want to tell them that.
I've never met a person like that. The most times I see that kind of thing is on the internet.
Yeah. Or news articles, yeah. Yeah. No one tells me. They're all like, hey, should we tell David that? You know, oh, fuck that guy. He's weird. And I go home and I cry and eat some ice cream and I talk to this guy across the pond. Jamie, we've been doing this podcast for 4 years now.
We have.
It hasn't been 4 years worth of content, but we've been doing it on for 4 years. You were 18 when we started this. I was...
Yep.
I was almost just out of... I had just dropped out of college when we started this. It's so strange to think about how... It's no longer... I don't think of it as technically weird for the fact that I'm talking to you anymore because we're both in the same... Because you're now over 20.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to, like... I don't have to, like, fudge your age when I tell people I do a podcast. He's like, yeah, he's only, like, 18, 19. No, I can be like, no, he's in his early 20s. I'm in my later 20s.
Yeah. I mean, it's normal. That happens. People yeah. There's bigger age gaps.
Yep. The age gap is a weird thing to think about, though. Like, I was talking to somebody while I was standing in line somewhere the other day. And I don't know how it came up, but she mentioned that she was going somewhere when she turned 19 in a couple months. And I sat there and thought, like, you're really attractive. But when I was graduating high school, you were still 9 years old. And, like, it's one of those things that you don't want to think about accurately, because, like, the age gap is, like, the age gap, relatively, the age gap shrinks as you get older, but it's just weird to think about. It's like, remember back in high school, you thought dating someone 2 years younger than you was strange, and I was like, 2 years is actually pretty safe.
Yeah. I mean, people date a lot younger than that. Michael Douglas is maybe, like, 20 years older than his wife. Like, as you get older, that
yeah.
age gap
starts to not matter as much. But at the same time, like, it was just one of those weird moments where I was like, she's really attractive. I'm glad I met her now and not 9 years ago. Otherwise, this would be a way more different conversation. It's just one of those things that's strange to think about, such as, I think my youngest sister is... The age gap there is... There was an age gap there, too, obviously, because... I had three younger sisters. I wish I had a brother. But it's just strange to think about, like, when I was figuring out when I was in school and stuff, she was still, like, playing with crayons and stuff, and now we're both technically adults. It's just like, huh.
Yeah, it's crazy. You just leaped to that moment.
And you know what? All happened so bloody fast. And I heard a theory as to why, I think we've mentioned this before, but I'm going to talk about it anyway, quote the great Bernie Burns. The reason why it always seems like life goes by faster when you get older is because when you're 2 years old, 2 years is a big chunk of your life. But when you're 20 years old, 2 years is only a tenth of your life. And so the older you get, the shorter a year is relatively to your total life. Also, I figured out that the latter half of your 20s is realizing how much of a douchebag you are in the former half of your 20s. And then just feeling bad about everything you've done.
I think every, like, significant progress of your life is just you looking back at the previous step and just criticizing it.
Yep. I think you probably, that's like Jamie's law of maturity and growth. You mature when you realize, my gosh, What kind of a person was I?
And to me, the weirdest thing is that I'll look at a picture of myself, and it'll be like, I'll just be like, oh, I look so stupid here. I'll turn it around, it'll be like, and it'll be like my 19th birthday or something. And I'm like, God, I'm criticizing myself at 19.
And that's not that far away for you, technically, either. Compared to me when I was 19, I cringe when I think about it. It's a thing.
I know. You do. I have moments now where I'm just sitting here. I'll be sitting, or I'll be doing something. Or maybe I'll be in bed trying to go to sleep. And then suddenly I'll just be thinking to myself, ah, oh, I did that really stupid thing.
It's always when you're trying to go to sleep, or you always think of, like, the bad things in your life that make you stay up and think guiltily about yourself. It's like, I'm trying to sleep. Why really can't don't. I have, like, a moral crisis at a better opportune time?
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that resonates with me a lot, and this is something ridiculous that I hate, and it's a point in my life when I was a kid and I didn't understand what racism was.
Oh.
And I said something racist without realizing it.
I had a...
And then I just...
Go ahead.
And it was just... I just remember it. I remember saying something. I remember people reacting in like a sense of disgust. I remember... This was school, so it was like all kids my age. One of them runs away. I'm thinking, what's going on? And then I kind of get worried that I'm going to get in trouble, so I try and run and hide. I remember a teacher coming up to me, and not in like, you know, sometimes teachers come up to you and kind of a, come here. This was a kind of an aggressive come here, like the teacher was just like, you need to go see to
them. When you definitely know you're in trouble.
And then I just remember, I just remember a period of time of just standing up in the head teacher's office, being told about what I've done and how inappropriate that is. And in my head I'm just thinking to myself, I just said that she's a different colour to me. Like, is that wrong? And like, as you get older, you realise, yeah, that's wrong, that's terrible.
It's a little inappropriate.
And I'm the kind of person now. And I hate that kind of stuff now. I really hate that kind of stuff. I don't give a shit about the colour of a person. I like them. And if they're a horrible person, I'll call them out on it. That's the kind of thing I am. So that's why I hate it so much. So I look back at that and there was a point in my life. But the reason I hate it is I was just thinking, I seriously didn't know what was wrong with what I said. And even then, it wasn't explained to me in a way that helped me understand. It was just, I was basically just punished for saying that I had no comprehension.
Yeah, that's a big problem is that, like... You were a kid, you didn't understand why that was. I mean, if the teacher took you aside and said, why do you say that? Do you know what that means? And then explained it to you. That would have been a big turning point in your life. Like, oh, okay, this is something I shouldn't do. I mean, it's like telling the kid, yeah. It's like punishing a kid for touching the oven when it was off because he didn't know that it could be hot and burning him. You have to explain to him, the oven can fry your fingers off. I had a similar experience when I was younger, although it wasn't racist. I was, I don't know, like 9 or so, and I went outside. And the other kids in the area were stirred up into, like, the like, pre-equivalent to an internet mob against another kid. And we were all going to go, like, I don't know, unleash Rambo wrath upon him or something. And we're all making just, like, you know, the dumb childish threats that people do. Like, and not even, like, anything, like, important. Like, we're gonna throw mud on his face or something stupid like that. And I said, I remember saying, let's tear him to bits. And everyone stopped and looked at me, and I didn't get it because I said, like, you know, bits, like pieces. But unbeknownst to me, I had trouble speaking CHs and TSs properly. And so they went and told my parents, and I went and got in trouble for a word I didn't even understand why it was bad. And it was only when I got into high school that I heard the word bitch for the first time, and that's when I was, oh, that's why I was in trouble for. But I never, at the time, I didn't understand why that was a bad word. I didn't actually say a bad word. It's just that I was hard to understand because I kind of lisp a little. I still do. But I remember that very clearly, and that's a memory I'm never going to forget. Of like, I don't know what I did wrong. I was literally just saying a normal word that was on the turning for pieces. And that's why I always... And it's actually ingrained in me now. I always say pieces instead of bits because I know that I don't want to... I don't want to mess... Either say a bad word or mess it up trouble. And be misunderstood as saying bitch.
Yeah, It's a weird thing. It's just... That's the problem with the human mind, is there's, like, a section that just stores those parts. There's, like... You get to a certain moment where you're, like, confused, you're angry, you're upset, all that stuff, and it just gets that moment, like, grabs it and just stores it away. And then, for some reason, at times, it just throws that at
you. It's like, I need a really bad reality check here, let me slap you upside the face. It's like Dark Souls in real life.
It really is. I'm terrified that I'm going to be an old man on my deathbed, and I'm just going to be, like, lying there, and then all of a sudden I'm going to think to myself, ah, I was racist.
Nope. On my deathbed, I'm having a cheeseburger and a milkshake, and then I'm dying. I'm going to say my goodbyes, I'm going to ask for that cheeseburger, I'm going to take a bite, drink my milkshake, and then I'm going to pass out, but I'm not going to wake back up. And speaking of passing out and not waking back up, but only occasionally, a game came out called Neo on the PS4 that I've been playing, because it started as a Dark Souls Dark Souls style game where it's punishing and you have to watch what your attacks, what you're doing, but it's kind of like Saints Row. Like, Saints Row started as a GTA clone. Clones, I guess, is the best word.
Yeah.
And then by Saints Row 2, it had this whole thing. Neo's done this in the first installment. So, Neo, for those of you who haven't played yet, it's only on the PS4, because PS4 is amazing. And it takes place in mythological Japan. And you can choose between different weapons. And now, what makes it different from Dark Souls and technically Bloodborne as well... Well, to start with, each weapon can be used in one of three different stances, which changes how you dodge and how the weapon is used, and the combos you can do with the weapon. There is a skill tree, so you can change the types of things you can do with weapons. Yeah, so Neo, though, is all about managing your stamina. Like, there's a button you can press, it'll regain the stamina you just used in an attack or a dodge, and then it can also give you a stamina boost. And that, it's called a keypost. Like, it uses a lot of Japanese terms, of course, and it's actually... does it in a very proper and respectful manner, which scores even more points for me. Probably because it was made by Team Ninja, and hopefully they, of all people, would know they're Japanese. But yeah.
You'd think.
It is challenging, and it's difficult, but I wouldn't say... Polygon, for example, their reviewers said the game was too hard, and they couldn't play through any of it.
I hate that.
But then...
That's just one person who couldn't play the game properly.
Yeah, these were the same people who couldn't play through Doom when that came out. And
Doom was too hard for them?
Apparently, yeah.
Apparently they don't hire gamers, then. They just have 12-year-old girls.
That's Polygon. Rough. Oh, jeez, man.
Polygon's just got 12-year-old girls running around playing games.
Not that 12-year-old girls can't play games, but these ones can't.
No My Little Pony reference. Minus one star.
I don't find it as difficult as it is. If you've come... let me finish quick, and then we can go on to that. If you've come from a soul background, master that key button. This is tips for everyone. Master that key button that will restart your stamina. And unlike Bloodborne, where the key was to be aggressive, this game is all about counters. In the combat style, it's about countering what the other guy's doing. So see what stance they're doing, look for those openings, and then punish them for that. Or else they'll punish you for failing to take advantage of an opening or what stance you're using. So it's all stance and stamina management. If you can do that, you can do anything. Right. But you were saying My Little Pony or something?
I was just saying I hate the complaint about if a hard game's hard, that's not a criticism. That's like saying, I don't like this movie, it's too scary, and you'll complain about a horror movie. Like, a horror movie being too scary is not a criticism.
Well, I mean, if you're... Yes and no. I mean, if you're saying... For example, I'm a wuss of horror movies. I hate watching horror movies, but I'm aware that that's not like that for other people. There are lots of people I know who love horror movies, even though it's something I can't fathom. So saying like, so if they were to say something like, personally, we found the game to be extremely difficult, but people who are more veterans to this type of gameplay might do better, or people who watch horror movies will enjoy this, can say that. But to say like it's just too hard overall, it's... Unless the game itself is rather cheap, which most games these days aren't anymore, because gameplay development...
Games have learned from that kind of stuff.
And I feel like there was a dip for a while where they got a little cheap, but they've started to pick back up again in terms of good programming and development. So anymore, that feels like calling a game hard for the sake of being hard. I don't feel like that holds true. There, a lot of games anymore, they might be hard, but like Bloodborne and others, they will reward you if you pay attention and learn from things.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just find that it's just... Like, if you don't like a horror movie, you don't watch a horror movie, and you don't get a job reviewing horror movies.
No.
I feel that's the same thing with a game.
That's a good point.
Like, if you sit down and play a game, and, like, 5 minutes in, you're like, yeah, this is too difficult, and I can't understand this, and it's too much, then either you try your hardest to get better, or you just say, this isn't for me, and find someone else to do it.
Especially if you're trying to review the game. You get someone who can play it and properly understand it. Or,
yeah.
Like you said, you just have to get good. That's just the thing you have to deal with games sometimes. It's purely user error. You just have to get good and just do better.
Like, you wouldn't get the... Like, if you had, like, two movie reviewers, and you had one that enjoys Marvel movies and one that enjoys DC movies, you wouldn't send the DC guy to go watch Avengers.
Yeah, that's another good analogy. And speaking of analogies, I don't have one. I just have another segue.
Speaking of analogies, a segue.
Yeah. Now for My Little Pony news. No. I wanted to...
I mean, we could start doing that. I would.
Should we just, like, have a joke review of My Little Pony every month or so? I don't even think the show is running right now. But no, what I wanted...
We start from the beginning.
I'm going to start... Should I tell you that I watched, like, the first half of the first season?
I want to see what the big deal was.
Yeah, and it was all right. Okay. I mean, for a kid's show, it was pretty good. And the only reason I would have kept watching is if the movie was better, but it wasn't as great.
The movie put you off the mind.
The music. Like the song, like the sing-along songs and stuff. Like, that's one of the reasons why I could watch a Disney movie any day or a time is because I love, music's a big killer for me. If a music's great, everything else can suck. And the music was okay, but it wasn't great enough to continue with it. But, what I was going to mention was Mass Effect Andromeda is also coming out in just over a month, the fourth Mass Effect game. And, Jamie, this time you're going to play this shit.
Uh-huh.
But, and you know what? Here's a good thing. It's not so good or bad, depending on who you feel about it. It's not going to load progress from the previous games. So this is a completely new story. It's going to it'll fill you in if you haven't played. So it's a good, clean start for you to start playing. Because, my gosh, you're missing out, man. I know how much you're missing out.
Okay.
I'm saying this to someone who has played with you. Granted, not everyone maybe would enjoy Mass Effect, even though internally that makes me sad, but I feel like you're one of those people who would.
Well, yeah, maybe.
If only for the fact that you can bang the aliens. I know you should. Okay. I know you would enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a big thing.
Jamie's like, okay, I'm down for this.
I mean, I didn't say no. But something that you're saying about music and Disney.
Yes.
Beauty and the Beast comes out next month.
Like the live version?
The live action version, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's very close. And, like, I've said this before, I like the Jungle Book movie. The live action Jungle Book. My problem with it was that they just didn't handle the music right. Like, if you're doing a live-action adaptation of a Disney movie, you've got to go all out with the music. It looks like Beauty and the Beast is doing that,
mm-hmm.
And I hope that's what they stick with the rest of them. Like, they cannot do a live-action Lion King without the songs.
Yes. Yeah, that would be strange. I mean, even if it won't be Elton John singing The Circle of Life and Can You Feel the Love Tonight, they need to...
Was it Elton John? Needs to be there.
He's saying, Can You Feel Love Now? I don't know if he was singing in Circle of Life as well, but he wrote a lot of the music. He helped with the music. He did Can You Feel the Love Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Jamie, just spoiled my search history a little. My Little Pony is still ongoing. There's 143 episodes.
Oh, damn.
So, you know, if you want to start that weekly view, one episode at a time, by season 5, we'll be done. And that's season 5, our season 5. Because that's assuming we get to 50 episodes a year. Can you imagine explaining that? Like, what if all of a sudden you end up with a kid? And so, or, like, you get married to a Welsh girl, because I always like to assume you're going to get married to a Welsh woman. Or a Scottish lady.
Only if she couldn't speak.
And so you get married to a Welsh or an Irish girl, and then you have to explain to her, sorry, I have to go watch My Little Pony for the week. We're doing a review of it.
Yeah.
And then she gets into it, and she makes you watch all of them with her, so then you have to watch them multiple times. But you'll do it anyway because you love her, even though she's Irish or Welsh.
I like the idea that you're creating my fantasy wife. She's some Irish or Welsh, She's Irish, Welsh, whatever. She wears the pants in the relationship, and she's a fan of My Little Pony.
No, I wouldn't say she wears the pants necessarily, but I do have you. I do have a profile for you on EnglishDaters.com. I'm also signing you up for Welsh and IrishDaters.com.
I think the Welsh one is just called Sheep Shaggy United.
So I recognize that this doesn't represent all of England's opinion. You're just one guy. But when it comes to Brexit, I already know you personally are in support of Brexit. And I know Scotland's been unhappy about that. Is Scotland, Welsh, and Wales, sorry, that's actually the name of the country. If Scotland, Wales were to leave the UK over after Brexit, would you be happy about that, or...?
I think Wales wanted to stay, wanted to leave. I think it was Ireland that wanted to leave. Yeah.
But if they left the UK after Brexit happened, would you be happy about that, or would you be unhappy?
Well, I'm going to say this. It'd be pretty fucking hard for them to leave when they're right across the bloody thing. Like, you can just walk into Scotland and it's like, won't change. It's like, guys, we're the same island. Don't be ridiculous.
I do think about that, like, all the time. Like, the other... I mentioned this to you when it happened, but a month or two ago, my dad drives a truck for a living. And I had to go pick him up from his company yard so I could take him back to where he lives. And it was 2 hours to get there and 2 hours back.
For God.
And for me, that was just an afternoon. That's just regular. I didn't even leave the state. I set my cruise at 70 and just drove down the highway.
Yeah. I drive that kind of... I would drive 2 hours and end up at a beach.
Yeah, or a different country.
Any direction, it'd either be a beach or Wales or Scotland.
Yeah.
Like, I'd get to the end of some sort.
Yeah, you wouldn't have anywhere to go. And for me, like, I barely went anywhere. I didn't even leave the state. I just drove towards the middle of the state and then drove back. And then I did it again 2 weeks later to drop him back off at his truck.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, he has a truck. He has a personal vehicle. But for me, it was just like, okay, I'll just do this afternoon. I'll drive him. That's it.
Yeah.
Put on the music, set my cruise, and let's go.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a very big different thing, I imagine, like, travel for me and travel for you. Like, I guess it's just a completely different meaning. Like, to go to work for me is just 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Or to go to... Or, like, if I wanted to go to a different county, I guess is the word that they're called. It's about 30 minutes.
See, it's 5 minutes for me to go to a gas station or to work, because I live really close to work. About 20 minutes for me to go to a grocer. I could go to the one that's closer, but it doesn't have the stuff I want. And then to actually go into the city, or the closest thing to a city, it's about half an hour. Chicago is 2 or 3 hours away, depending on how much over the speed limit you're driving.
Wow. that's crazy to me. I could go to London, and it would probably take an hour.
Yeah. Well, a lot of that time is... It's actually only like an hour and a half to get to Chicago, and then it's another hour and a half or hour to deal with the traffic there, because Chicago traffic is a nightmare. But, yeah. I mean, the closest thing... That's it.
Difference between, of size between us. It's crazy.
And the other thing I want to mention, too, is I know this from when I was a truck driver. In the U.S., in the USA, every day, trucks are allowed to drive up to 11 hours a day out of their 14-hour workday. And the thing is, it would take me 2 or 3 days driving a truck at 65 to get from the top of Illinois, Chicago, to get all the way to the East Coast.
Yeah.
And that was just for a North Carolina run, to drive all the way out to North Carolina. It's just so fascinating to me, like, the differences between our cultures, because I live in a place with much bigger land.
I mean, there's this kind of deliveries that happen. I mean, I work in a service station off a motorway, which is basically a highway kind of thing.
What? I want to ask you about that. How quickly can your... What's the speed limit on your highways?
It is 70 miles per hour.
Okay, so it actually is pretty close to each other. All right.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it would be lower because you guys were on a smaller island.
Yeah, 70 is about right. I mean, I think that's... Yeah, there's never anything faster than that. I mean...
Oh, there's Germany, yeah. But that doesn't count.
Yeah. But yeah, but like... I work off the thing, and I see a lot of truck drivers show up, you know, pull in for the night, get their meal, and then I think they just go sleep in the back of their trucks.
Yep.
But like a lot of that is basically just like to do the kind of journey that they're doing, that they have to pull in and rest for the night before finishing their journey, is they're traveling the entire length of the country, basically. Like, if someone said to you, do a delivery, start at one end of the country and go to the other end, like, that'd be a few weeks, I'd imagine, right?
No, it wouldn't be that long. It'd probably be a week total, depending on the highway I was on. There are some, like, because, you know, mountains really mess with the semi-truck. It's harder for us to go up them, and when you start going down, then you have to worry about going too fast and being able to slow yourself in time. Because you can't just brake the whole way down, or else your brakes will catch fire. So it depends on how mountainous the west side of the road you were on was, and basically weather. Well, otherwise, you could probably do it in a week, maybe 8, 9 days if you're playing more safe.
Okay. See, that's kind of the thing. Like, one day, that'd be the kind of thing that I'll do, is I'll just drive around America.
Yep.
Probably like a
road trips are crazy.
It's called.
I have made it all the way from Illinois out to Wyoming and Nevada in 28 hours, but that's because I didn't stop to sleep.
Oh. Yeah.
I regret that so much. Never do that. Oh, stop to sleep, guys. Even if it's just a rest stop, you just get 6 to 7 hours. It's not worth it.
I hear you. There's been times where, there was a time where I was seeing some friends about 30 minutes away from my home, but it was late, I was tired, and I just said to them, look, I don't feel safe to drive home. Will it be okay if I just stayed the night here? Like, that's always the best thing. Always make that kind of judgment call. Like, you're the one who knows what you can do.
Yes. Yeah, definitely make that judgment call, but at the same time, 30 minutes.
Right. Yeah, it's 30 minutes, but it's England at night where it's like pitch black, the roads are all...
I'm not going to hold it against you. I mean, if you are not feeling well, then yeah, don't stay, even if it is only 30 minutes. It's just strange to think, like, it's just funny because I know you're using 30... I know if you're tired, don't drive. Don't do it. Pull over, get the cops to drive you something, anything but drive. It's just funny that you use 30 minutes as like a long distance. Meanwhile, I'm just like, I drove to the grocery today. It was 30 minutes.
A long distance for me on a regular basis is 30 to 45 minutes. The longest journeys I've ever done is 2 hours to go to a beach.
Jeez. if you were to come to America and you came in through O'Hare, it'd be 2 or 3 hours just to get you back to where I live. Like, I would have driven 2 to 3 hours to the airport, waited for you to come through customs and everything, said hi, handshake, bro hug, maybe stop somewhere for dinner on the way home, but it'd be another 2 or 3 hours before we then got to go to bed.
See, that's crazy. That kind of thing just creates me like...
Like, by the time we get home, you're like, man, America's great, I'm ready to go back. What do you mean?
Like, I feel like if you go to America, you have to go for a long time just to include that time that it takes to get to where you want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like...
Well, and I live out of the city, too, so that if you're going to stay in Chicago, even though it's exorbitantly expensive, you'd probably get stabbed. It would definitely not be that long.
Yeah. Like, that was always my least favorite thing about travel to Spain or something, like, for a holiday, is you'd get in the country, and it'd be hot and everything, and you'd be like, we're here, now to get on a coach and wait 2 hours, and do a 2 hour drive to our accommodation.
I actually...
Like, that's always the worst
thing. Sorry, go ahead.
In the country, it's when you land in the country that you're meant to be in for your holiday, but you're yet to get to the destination where your holiday is, so you've got that weird in-between period where, technically I'm on holiday, but... I'm just sitting on a coach.
Yeah. European holidays are always kind of funny. I actually have a bit of experience with that because when I was younger and living in Japan and then going to the U.S. for the first time in 5 years, I'd forgotten a lot of stuff about the U.S. And like, I remember thinking like, oh my gosh, when are we going to get there? Just driving back from the airport to where we were going to stay. It was, for me, like agony. Because in Japan, it was a case of, we either drove somewhere for 10, 15 minutes, or we took a train, which took about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
There wasn't much. That was it. And then, so coming back to U.S., it's like, yeah, you don't want to take a train. Trains here aren't as great. Although, I mean, if you want to see the country, they're pretty fun. But it was just like, what on earth am I doing? The 13-year-old me was like, I'm going to die if I have to sit in this car any longer. And then I learned it was like that anyway. You didn't just walk around to go to the store like I'm used to, or you didn't walk to the train station. No, you had to take a car. Because otherwise you'd be walking for a day or two.
That's the thing. Like, the thing about travel for me is, like, I always think of travel as one mode of transportation. Like, it's either, like, you're driving a car here, or you're getting on a train to here. But, like, there's people who do journeys where they drive to an airport that takes, like, maybe, an hour to get to the airport. They get on one plane that goes to one place, they stop at that place.
Get another plane.
Wait 20 minutes, get on another plane, fly to a different place. And then they have to get on, like, cars and trains, like... People do that kind of journey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't do that.
Oh, it's actually not as, I mean, once you have done it for the first time, since you haven't technically done it.
I imagine it's great.
But yeah, it's actually kind of fun. I miss traveling.
Thinking about it in that... Yeah. Like, I would like to have that experience. I'd like to just do a load of random traveling. But, like... Like, just the idea of just, like... Thinking you sit on a plane and be like, okay, I'm going to land in 2 hours... From there, I have to run to this other side of the airport, get on a different plane. That's going to take 7 hours. Then I'm going to have to get off, get a taxi to take me to this train station, take the train outwards. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that. I'm just saying, like...
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like, it seems mentally exhausting and physically exhausting.
It's mentally exhausting, and it sucks, and it blows my mind that people do that on a regular basis. But, like, it's crazy to me that there are people who get on trains to go to work, kind of thing, because for me, a train journey is going to London for a day out for something nice.
I'm definitely more used to the idea of trains just to get somewhere really quick.
Okay, yeah. But, like, the idea of, like, people who wake up every morning, get on the train with, like, the coffee and their paper... get off the train, then go on, like, the underground, which is probably the worst thing to do every day, like, be stuffed in between people, and then just walk to their work, and that's it. I couldn't do that. I'd hate that kind of thing.
Doesn't London have an underground system like that?
With London, you'll drive it, you'll take the train, you'll get to King's Cross. Best thing about King's Cross is they've got the Harry Potter shop at platform 9¾. Like, they've got a trolley stuck in the wall, and they've got a Harry Potter shop. Then you walk out, and there's the underground, and that's just, like, a mess of, like, every destination. But, like, it's like, oh, I want to go to this museum, and you just go, oh, I get on this one that shows up every 5 minutes, and I just take 3 stops, and then I'm outside the museums. And that's kind of how that works.
Yeah.
But there's people who are, like, get on the train to London, probably eat, like, their breakfast on the train, or whatever. And then they'll just get in the underground, and it'll be busy because it's work time, so they'll be staying up, holding the thing, holding their work stuff. Like, and then they'll get to that, and then they'll be walking out, and it's just, ugh.
Hmm.
Like, for me, work is just drive, park car, walk into work. Simple as.
Well, one day, Jamie. One day.
No, don't say that. Don't say
one
that.
One day when you all can afford some time off from loving your Irish / Welsh wife, you can fly out to America, and we'll just take a train ride across all the country, and we'll just see what's going. You can see what it's like.
Honestly, training is probably one of my more favorite forms of travel.
And then we'll get a car and have a 28-hour car trip, so you know what they're like. You need to have a road trip. Everyone needs a road trip once in their life. And you'll do it one day. You'll do it one day. But in the meantime...
If I was in a car for 3 hours, I'd kill people. Over 3 hours is my, like...
That'd be just getting you from the plane to see me. And then we go on the car trip, on the road trip. But in the meantime...
I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you. Three hours in a car as a passenger, I'd be wanting to kill people. 3 hours in a car as the driver, I would be killing people.
Oh my gosh, you don't even know. But, there's
people grabbing the wheel, like, trying to strain it out. You're like, stay on the road. I'm like, no. That child's mocking me.
But in the meantime... we're going to let the people get back to what they're doing. So thanks, everybody, for listening. We hope you enjoy Season 3. We're going to have a lot more stuff for you this year. And we'll see you guys in the fall.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a pleasant journey.